latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Time for our Orihuela News Roundup featuring beaches, footbridges and pirates on the Orihuela Costa. The tender for providing lifeguard services on the Orihuela Costa has been published via the official regional bulletin and closes on the 5th of June. There are already at least two different companies who have shown interest in bidding for the contract, but the information will not be available until the tender period closes. Meanwhile, the contract negotiations for providing beach bars in Orihuela is still ongoing, with both sides continuing dialogue to ensure compliance with all terms, including debt repayment, which is in the hands of the contracts department of the town hall. The two new remaining pedestrian bridges on the Orihuela Costa, the first near the yet-to-be-completed school, the second on the Via Martin Road, are set to be officially inaugurated on Thursday the 29th of May at 12 o'clock. The mayor of the municipality, Montserrat Guillen, will preside over the official ceremony, which will be attended by some of the other councillors involved at the site of the Via Martin Road bridge near the Ithenia Boulevard. The infrastructure department are now looking at how the pathway will continue at the Via Martin end, which was not part of the original plan for the bridge construction, with a view to provide both a crossing and safe walkway to the next street in the route. The Asoka Animal Protection Group, who manage the Municipal Animal Welfare Centre, are once again urging people not to feed human-remained food or wet cat food to the colonies of stray cats living on the coast. They're asking those who wish to feed the animals to continue by only giving them dry cat food, so as to reduce the leftovers which attract other animals such as rats and insects. The town hall, meanwhile, are urging everybody to also take their rubbish home, after numerous people have been seen discarding tins of cat food packets onto the waste ground, rather than putting it into the dustbins. As well as causing an eyesore in the area, some of this waste is also blown into the sea and has been known to kill marine wildlife who try to eat the waste products. The councillor for the coast, Martina Schurer, has announced that the Orihuela Costa will play host to a traditional mariner's market at the end of July. This time, the event will take place near the Playa La Glea in Campo Amor and will be held from the 30th of July until the 3rd of August. Much like the medieval markets, the mariner's market offers a wide range of gifts and goodies, as well as some entertainment, many of the gifts which are handmade, and is a welcome addition to the cultural calendar whenever it visits a town or city. For more details on these stories, visit the website www.theleader.info.